Morning. So Anna talked about Israel going into the promised land. So I wanted to talk about something before they went into the promised land. So if we look at Exodus chapter 20. So before the nation of Israel went into the promised land, God brought them to a mountain, and it was called Mount Sinai. And there God gave the nation of Israel his laws. He went through the Ten Commandments. And we're going to look at Exodus 20, verse 18. So when God was giving his laws on the mountain, let's read what was happening here. And look at verse 18. It says, "All the people perceived the thunder and the lightning flashes, the sound of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And the people saw it and they trembled and they stood at a distance." So when God was giving his laws to the people, there was all kinds of crazy things happening. The mountain was thundering, there was smoke, and there was lightning. The people were scared, and they said to Moses, "Speak to us yourself, and we will listen. But do not let God speak to us, or we will die." Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid, for God has come in order to test you, in order that the fear of him would remain with you, so that you would not sin." So the people stood at a distance while Moses approached the thick cloud where God was. So here, in this first example here, we see all the people are scared and they don't want to come near to God, except for Moses. So we're going to skip ahead now to Exodus 24. And for the last couple chapters, God is providing lots of laws to the children of Israel. So if we look at Exodus 24, verse 1, the Lord says to Moses, "Come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and you shall worship at a distance. Moses alone, however, shall come near to the Lord, but they shall not come near, nor shall the people come up with him." So here we see the Lord is telling Moses he can come near to the Lord, but the rest of the people have to stay at a distance. So the topic I was wanting to talk about was the topic of drawing near to God. And in this example, we can see, in the first example, the people were afraid and they didn't want to draw near to God. But here in the second example, we see God is basically saying, "Hey, Moses alone can go forward and you all have to stay back." So the question is this, like, what is God's desire for each of us? Is drawing near to God something for all of us, or is it just for special Christians or special believers like Moses? So I'm going to go to James chapter 4. James chapter 4. And we'll start in verse 7. It says, "Submit, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded." The verse here, to me, if you think about this verse, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Like, that's an amazing promise. Like, that's a precious verse we need to lay hold of. God's promising us we draw near to God and he'll draw near to us. Imagine that the God of heaven has given us this promise. It's an amazing thing to think about. God tells us if we draw near to God, he's going to draw near to us as well. And I was over the last week or so, I've been thinking about this verse, and it's just an amazing thing to think about. Like, we can hardly believe that God would give us this promise. But when I was thinking about it, this promise is taken by faith. When we draw near to God, we're not always going to sense God's presence. We're not always going to feel him outwardly, not necessarily. It's a promise we have to take by faith. When we draw near to God, we may not feel anything, we may not sense anything, but we know if his word says, if we draw near to him, he'll draw near to us. We can take it by faith, and we can lay hold of that promise. And to me, it's an amazing thing. And for some people, like, you might come to the Lord in prayer in the morning, you might not feel anything different. And you might do that over several days, and you might think, "Hey, it doesn't work," and you give up. But wait a sec, it's not about our feeling. It's about God's word says if we draw near to him, he'll draw near to us. We just take that word by faith, and we lay hold of it, and we just have to trust. If we're drawing near to God, he's also drawing near to us. And that's something that's really simple, but it's really important to know. And I was thinking, like, I could be driving home from work, just thinking over problems in my mind as I'm driving home at work. Like, there's all kinds of issues I'm trying to deal with, and I'm struggling with them in my mind. Hey, I should just draw near to God at that moment. Lord, help me with these issues. You could be a mother, and you could be struggling with all kinds of issues at home with kids and schooling and how to manage all this stuff, and you can be going through all these issues in your mind. And what should you do? You can just draw near to God. Say, "God, help me with this." It's really, really simple. I just wanted to give a quick example of this. So we'll give an example. Come on up. Come on over here, Daniel. Very good. So quick example. That's how simple it is. You can go back, Daniel. Daniel called out to his father, and he came up to me, and he said, "Here I am." That's how simple it can be to draw near to God. We call out to him, and he hears us, and we're in his presence. We may not feel it, we may not sense it, but he's there. And anyway, so I wanted to answer a couple of questions. First of all, why should we draw near to God? What are the benefits of it? And there's a couple of psalms I wanted to look at. So let's go to Psalm 65. So why should we draw near to God? How does that help us? And there's probably hundreds of verses that talk about that. So I'm just going to pick a few. So Psalm 65, let's look at verse 4. How blessed is the one whom you choose to draw near to you, to dwell in your courts. We will be satisfied with the goodness of your house, your holy temple. So this verse, how blessed is the one whom you choose to draw near to you. Like the people who draw near to God are blessed. And I think Moses knew that. Moses wanted to draw near to God. Even though the mountain was smoking and there was lightning and thunder, he came to God. He wanted to know God, and he saw that there was a blessing in that. We need to see that too, that there's a blessing to draw near to God. Even if we can't sense it, there's a blessing there. Let's look at Psalm 73. Psalm 73, I'll start in verse 25. Whom have I in heaven but you? Beside you I desire nothing on earth. My heart and flesh may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For behold, those who are far off from you will perish. You have destroyed all those who are unfaithful to you, but as for me, the nearness of God is my good. So here it says, the nearness of God is my good. Do we believe it? To be near to God is our good. I was thinking about it. One of the disciples of the Lord liked to be near to God. You don't have to turn there, but I'm just going to read it. It's John. Actually, it was the disciple whom Jesus loved. Most people think that's John. Anyways, I'll just read it quickly. In John chapter 13, verse 21, it says, when Jesus had said this, he became troubled in spirit and said, truly, truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me. The disciples began looking at one another at a loss to know of whom he was speaking. There was reclining on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Peter said to him, tell us, who is it that he is speaking of? And then he, leaning back on Jesus' bosom, said to him, Lord, who is it? And that was a neat picture to me. There was a disciple that really wanted to be near to the Lord. And when we read him, and there's multiple times it describes that, there he is, leaning against the Lord. He wanted to be near to God. Like, do we want to be near to God like that? And it's for our good. And I just think we need to see that. So one more psalm. Let's go to Psalm 145. And this is another aspect of drawing near to God that's important. Psalm 145. And we'll look at verse 14. It says, The Lord sustains all who fall, and he raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due time. You open your hand, and you satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and kind in all his deeds. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. So that's an important thing we have to remember. The Lord is near to those who call upon him in truth. We have to come to the Lord in truth. So to me, that would mean if we're sinning, or if we've stumbled and we made a mistake, it's not like we don't draw near to God. What we need to do is we need to repent, and then we draw near to God, just like David did in Psalm 51. David sinned, but if we sin, if we stumble, we can't let that keep us from drawing near to God. What we need to do is repent, And then we can come to the Lord in truth. We can have that relationship restored immediately like David did. So that's an important thing. So just wanted to think back for a moment. So in Exodus 20 again, where we started, the people saw the mountain flashing and they saw the lightning and they were scared and they said, we don't want to draw near. Moses, you draw near to God and you tell us what God said. The question I wanted to kind of finish with is that any of us here? Do we want to have our own life and we want to have salvation, but we don't really want to draw near to God closely. We want to keep our distance. If that's us, there's a tremendous blessing in being able to draw near to God in a close way like Moses. We need to have our eyes open to see that having this type of relationship with God is incredible. There's nothing that compares to it. We need to taste and see that the Lord is good. And I think when we do that, we'll desire to draw near to God each day. So that's my encouragement for today.